And so I just wanted to mention a passage of scripture here, and I'm usually not done preaching by now anyway, so just you know, hang in there for a second. Well, I was going to talk about this, and I think I've got my clicker here. Yeah, I'm a little bit rattled, but so this is kind of awkward after all the stuff you guys told me and said today, but I'm just going to have to do this. You can go ahead and let it drop. That's okay. I'm not throwing out a prize. That's a towel. I just threw in the towel. I mean, it's kind of awkward to throw in the towel right here in front of all of you. But that's actually what I was going to preach on. I'm throwing in the towel. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, that normally means that it comes from what? It comes from boxing, right? That a boxer's getting whooped pretty bad, and that his trainer will throw their towel in the middle of the ring, and he's basically saying, I give up, okay? That's right. And now, some of you are going to be happy, some of you are going to be sad when I say this. I'm not saying I'm giving up as pastor. That's what you're thinking. I'm just saying that we need to throw in the towel, that we throw it in. We're going to surrender. I give up. I can't do this on my own. I surrender to Jesus, right? So we need to throw in the towel, all right? So, yeah, that was kind of awkward, wasn't it? Was that? We need to throw in the towel. But then the other thing that Jesus is teaching us to do is not only just throw in the towel and to humble ourselves as a servant, right? Isn't that what we're to do? We're to totally humble ourselves and lay our life before Him. Because remember what He said in Matthew 16, it's New Living Translation, says, if you try to hang on to your life, you'll lose it, but if you give up your life for my sake, you'll find it. As I try to hang on to my life and do my own thing my way, I'm going to mess up. I'm going to lose out on real life. But when I throw in the towel and I surrender everything to Jesus and I give up my life for Him, that's when I really find life. But the passage that I had up there that you saw was John chapter 13. And we're not going to take time to read that whole thing, but here's the next thing. After you throw in the towel, Jesus is saying, I want you to go pick up the towel. And I want you to gird yourself with it. And I want you to get on your knees, and I want you to serve your brothers and sisters. So, object lesson, okay? All right, and I'd actually planned this long before I knew it, they were going to do pastor appreciation. And you say, well, if you appreciate us back, you say, okay, that's it, go home. But the Lord holds me accountable for what I'm going to say, and I know that I have to answer to you, but I have to answer to Him. Because Jesus taught us, we've been studying and learning, that it's the one who goes to the back of the line and puts everybody else first that really comes first with God. Remember that we started out this series with this verse in Mark 10:43, whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. We're always living in a world where we want to one-up each other, and we always want to, you know, to outdo and to be number one, to be noticed, to get attention. And, you know, we can never get enough attention. It's like a monster that can never be full. But when God says, when you begin to trust me, and so you don't have to have all the attention, but you can give the attention to someone else, you can give it to the Lord. And that's the toughest thing. When they told me, said, we're going to interrupt the service today, and it's the toughest thing for me, is because I've got two problems here, all right? Because Jesus is going to teach a lesson. You know the setting of this story that we're looking at here, all right? Let me just mention it really quickly. And like I said, this is the Last Supper. Jesus is with the disciples. And He's shared with them this whole thing about, this is my body, this is my blood, the symbolism that's there, about how He's going to have to give Himself to pay for our sins. But at that table that night, they weren't thinking like servants after all this time with Jesus and all this teaching of Jesus. In fact, Luke tells us that an old argument came up. In Luke chapter 22, verse 24, it says there was a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. This has happened before, but now it's happened again right there at the table, evidently. And so Jesus teaches a lesson. And you know what the lesson is, how that Jesus, While they're talking, they didn't sit at tables like we do in high back chairs. That there were low tables and they had like stuffed material like we call big pillows, and they would lean on it and their feet stuck straight out. So imagine a table and imagine them leaned over and their feet sticking out that way. And usually the lowest servant had the job of washing the feet of the guest. It was a common courtesy. It was something that they were used to doing. And if that household couldn't afford a servant, usually someone who was considered the lowest in, you know, they'll humble themselves and just do it. Well, obviously, none of the disciples considered that. They walked everywhere they went. Their feet got dirty, right? I mean, mostly they walked wherever they went. So the feet got dirty. They got, you know. And so Jesus looks around. He sees 12 proud hearts and 12 pairs of dirty feet sticking out. And without announcing it or anything, Jesus, it says, grabbed a towel and he got a basin of water and he just started washing their feet. And I'm sure all of a sudden it's like, everybody got quiet. What's he doing? And they realized it. Then the lesson began to sink in. The lesson began to sink in. And he teaches by personal demonstration. Do you see that? It was unannounced. And we're going to follow the example that Jesus set. Now, a couple of things is tough for me. As I could wash everybody in this room's feet, I want to serve you. It's not that God has to keep motivating me to want to serve you. I want to. But then whenever you say, okay, let me wash your feet, that's when I have trouble. I have trouble because I want to say, well, I got it. I'm good. But we're all the same. We just have different ministries and different callings. And sometimes I just need to say, yeah, they are kind of dirty, aren't they? It's easier to give than receive. That's one of the things that we point out here, is that being a servant means receiving graciously as well as giving. And see, that's the whole thing about washing one another's feet. Because as you go through this story, Jesus gets done, and he asks him, do you know what I've done? And we would expect him to say, now you wash my feet, but he doesn't say that. You know what he says? He says, you wash each other's feet. That's what he said, one another. He's very concerned about one another. And even our church takes this so seriously, because this is a lesson taught in that upper room, that Last Supper, that Jesus gave them the teaching about the Lord's Supper, about a relationship with God and the price that Jesus is going to pay for us. But there's also our relationship with one another. And God's very concerned about our relationship with one another. And that we serve one another and put others ahead of ourselves and love one another and forgive one another. And this lesson is so powerful. Usually about once a year before Easter, before we celebrate resurrection, we've done it several ways. We even split up in groups, and those that can or are willing to participate, we actually act out this object lesson. I've just broken my microphone. I didn't get the other one, I know. I took it to my office, and I thought I was going to have it. Bob wrecked this thing last week. I guarantee you he did. Hold on. It won't stay. Is it all right if I just finish with one of these others? All right, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to finish up a few things here.
There's a clip on the side of it that I just was adjusting it because it kept slipping, and I just broke it. I didn't break it. It just come unsnapped. But this is quicker, right? Okay. we're going to have to receive as well as give. And that's something that Jesus was trying to teach them. And he wants us to learn as well. That's the hardest thing for me. We got to be willing to give. But sometimes we got to let other people serve us and help us. This is something that's very deep, very important. To do that, we're going to have to be careful how we go about it. Because when Jesus came to Simon Peter, he said, what are you doing? He says, I'm washing your feet. He goes, you'll never wash my feet. You know what Jesus said? He says, if you don't let me wash your feet, then you have no part with me. Basically, there's the door, Peter. If you won't let me do this, out. Well, then, as usual, he overreacts and he says, well, not just my feet, but my head's in my hand. It's like, no. Now, you have good personal hygiene. He says, you don't need to be washed, but just your feet. Because there's a thing about it, because this means, I mean, we literally will act this out at times as an object lesson. to teach us, to help us to understand. Just like God gave us the object lesson of the cup and the bread, something tangible to teach us and help us to remember what he did for us. Sometimes we just act this out to help remind us and teach us of how important it is and how much God is paying attention to how we're serving and being served. So this thing of having a heart of the servant is not optional. That if you are saved, you're part of the body of Christ, we're connected. And it's within this community of believers where God wants to do his amazing work. And if Satan can divide us and cause us to continually fail and hurt one another, which we are going to do, then we're never going to accomplish anything. We've got to be able to overcome those things. And that's why he said, even when you pray, you need to pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have incurred debts against us. We're going to need that every day. We're going to get to practice it. Or else we just kind of go off in our own little corner and Satan gets to neutralize us. But Jesus came against Simon Peter there. So being a servant, it's one of incredible strength, not inner weakness. It doesn't mean that you just serve and let people trample on you. No. But it means you put their needs and their rights ahead of your own. And this is the lesson that Jesus is teaching here. Not just the lesson, but the application. Because he says, do you know what I've done? And they're just kind of looking at each other. He says, if I, your Lord and Master, have done this to you, then you need to wash each other's feet. And this is the thing. In verse 17, he says, you know about this. He says, happy are you if you do them. You know these things. Okay, we know a lot of things. But he says, you're not going to be blessed and you're not going to be happy until you actually learn to do it. There are a lot of things we know about. There are a lot of things we learn about. There are a lot of right things we believed, but we don't do it. A lot of times we're praying, Lord, we got a situation in our life or something like that, and we're praying about it, and we just pray about it. Somebody, and I don't want it to be cliche, but you come and say, man, I got this terrible thing that I'm going through. I got this terrible decision I got to make and all that, and I'm just, I'll pray about it. Well, and some of you, I'm not picking on you, Mallory. I'm just kind of like I'm getting in your box here. But I'm just saying that there's been times here lately that you've heard me say, because God's challenged me in my own life, it's that we're not just going to pray about it. We're just going to pray, Lord, help us to submit this to you. And we're going to pray that you show us what you want us to do. Instead of it just be, there it is, Lord, like, fix it. And I'll just kind of do my own thing while you fix it. He says, no, I'm going to give you the strength, and I am going to fix it, but I'm going to use your hands and feet. So do this. Now, his example obviously involves more than getting dirt off of feet. I mean, you could wash everybody's feet literally in this room and still treat them like... you know... That stuff we scoop up out there on the cow lot. You could. You could. You know. So it's not just about that. It's about living life as a servant. That's what Jesus is teaching. You do this thing that is so against your nature. It takes the Holy Spirit's filling to do it, that you put others ahead of self. I can't say we're always going to succeed in that. But I hope as a rule we're growing and growing in that. And when you wash someone's feet, be careful the temperature of the water. Huh? You know, you could bring boiling water and say, here, stick them in there. Or how about ice water? I mean, listen to me. You can minister to others in such a way as that it is offensive, not serving and helpful. I think that's happened a lot in the church. It's happened a lot in a lot of our lives. So there's the application, and he's calling for action. Do this. So here's what it means. Serving means personal involvement. You got to roll up your sleeves. You got to get down on your knees. You got to get your hands dirty. It's not a concept. This is something that God wants us to do. We see something. Remember, es tuyo. You see something that needs to be done around here? And you can do it in 5 minutes or less, and you don't have to be somewhere else right then doing something else, and you can take care of it without bothering anyone else. Es tuyo. That's what the Chitre Church adopted, that it literally means it's yours. Or as I said, maybe as God taught me that lesson that day, as you may have to say, es mio. That means it's mine. You see something that needs to be done. There's a lot of things to be done around here. Where's my spiritual gift? What's my calling and all that? Do you see something that God has put on your heart that really needs to be done and you can do it? Es mío. Just say, it's mine. Just step up and do it. I mean, it can be anything from a trash can that needs to be emptied to a spill that needs to be mopped up. It doesn't have to necessarily be that junior high boys class that needs to be taught. And Lord knows we have trouble finding people gifted and called for that. But it means personal involvement. It means thinking it, because we all come, and there's going to be people we're going to reach that come, and they have needs and they have difficulties, and we're going to serve them. And the idea is that we help them come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, help them grow as a disciple, and help them mature to the point that then they're ready to be used by God to serve others. If you're always needing to be satisfied, always needing to be served, if it's always about you, you're probably never going to be able to stick in any church in Hartville or anywhere else in that matter, because they will let you down. But when we're growing to the point, there's times that we have needs and we need to admit it, and I need help. There's been several times that I'm glad, you know, men need other men that they can pray with and talk to, and I'm so glad that there's been several times that some of you guys sitting right here in this room that I've called you and said, I need you. I'm at a crisis. And there's times that we need our feet washed, but throw in the towel, but then pick it back up. Gird yourself. Without announcing it, get your hands dirty. And it's dirty work. Ministry is messy, and it's tough. And it's just tough enough that the devil can get most of us to mind the flesh instead of walking the spirit enough that we just give up. I've wanted to give up a lot. And it is only by the grace of God Almighty that I'm standing right here, right now. Only by the grace of God that I haven't frustrated and embarrassed every single one of you. Only by the grace of God. It requires a Christ-like unselfishness. I think that goes without saying. And serving results in ultimate happiness. Jesus said, happy are you if you do these things. There's joy. It may not be immediate happiness, but ultimate happiness. It's something we've forgotten in our society. Somehow we think we're just supposed to have the easy life right now all the time. And young people forgot that sometimes you got to, what, pay your dues. You got to work hard. You know, you got to put in some blood, sweat, and tears before you get to the point that you reap the rewards. It's even that way in the body of Christ that this is the place where we serve. This is where he sacrificed everything for me. He hung naked on a cross because of my sin. And it's too much for me to put up with a little bit of nothing. You know? See what I'm saying? But it's actually joy in serving. We have joy even in the tough times. We have joy even in the times when it gets messy. But then he promises us forever joy. And so I had to end this series with the most awesome example of what it means to have the heart of a servant, illustrated by our God, who came and in the flesh, not just to go to the cross and pay for our sins, but to serve us. And if our God can come in the flesh and serve us, then why are we complaining about serving him and those who belong to him? He says, I want you to do this to each other. I want you to serve each other. I want you to wash each other's feet, and you're not going to be happy unless you obey me. Okay? So let's pick up the towel. Amen? Let's be willing to take a knee. Don't always have, Lord help me. I don't always have to prove my point. Huh? Right? I don't always have to get patted on the back. It's when you unannounced, you do something for someone who hasn't asked, and you're not even going to get thanked. Oh, yeah. It's even better if it's somebody who doesn't deserve it. Because then that's getting a little bit more like Jesus serving me, right? And you. Father, thank you so much for this.